Okay, where's my kids? Where are they? Hands up, kids. There they are. Okay. Oops, we usually like you to be quiet in services, but I want you to shout out to me today, okay? All right? Oh, you're coming up here. You don't have to come up. You can stay back there. Right? You can come up if you want. Okay. Where's my kids? Shout out. Give me some... No? Yeah. Okay. Okay, hands up, kids. Who knows what a train is? A train. What's a train? Tell me what a train is. Anybody know? Put your hand up if you know what a train is. You don't have to tell me. You want to tell me, Madison, tell me what a train is.
It's a moving engine people that transport
them. Great, super, okay. It's a train. Is a connected series of cars, this is from the encyclopedia, that move along a track to transport passengers or freight, okay, like wood or oil or containers full of stuff, okay, stuff that you might like to buy at Toys R Us, right? Okay. Who knows what a locomotive is? A locomotive. Anybody know what a locomotive is? No? Locomotive is a big engine, and it usually got lots of wheels, and it pulls trains, okay? It pulls all the cars, you've seen them, okay? Now these days, well, most locomotives are powered by electric motors, huge electric motors, or sometimes by diesel engines. And you've seen the big trucks out on the highway there. Well, the diesel engines in trains, in locomotives, are even bigger than that. They're great big ones, okay? But years ago, when Mr. Reynolds and I were young, the locomotives were powered by steam engines, big steam engines which puffed out lots of steam or smoke. Do you want to see one? Let's have a look here, see if we can get this up. Oh, my eyes are not what they used to be. There we go. Now listen to this. Listen. Can you see it? Can I get the hand? Can you hear it? Listen to the whistle. Here it comes. Let's call a caboose. That was the last one there. Okay, let's get him. Let's get rid of him there. And how do I exit that there? Get rid of him. Here it is. Okay. Let's go back to this. Go back to there. Okay, so now you know what a steam train is, right? Well, today I'm going to read you a story. And this story is about a young train, okay? A young train, not an old one, like me. And we're going to try and learn some lessons from this story about Jesus and about his Father. And his Father is God. Okay, so we're going to learn a little bit about them as we go. Now I'd say many of you, or even most of you, have heard this story before. You might even have this book at home. and it's called Tuple. Tuple. Let's have a look for Tuple. There he is. You see that, kids?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tootle.
Tootle. Tootle. In England, we say Tootle.
Tootle.
Tootle. All right, good. Okay, you ready for the story?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. There he is again. Far, far to the west of everywhere is the village of Lower Train Switch. All the baby locomotives go there to learn to be big locomotives. The young locomotives steam up and down the tracks, trying to call out the long, sad toot. You heard that big whistle there? Toot of the big locomotives. But the best they can do when they're little is a cute little toodle. There's a school there. Lower Train Switch is a fine school for engines, for locomotives. There are lessons in whistle blowing, stopping for a red flag waving, puffing loudly when starting, coming around curves safely, screeching while stopping, and clicking and clacking over the rails. Of all the things that are taught in the Lower Train Switch School for Locomotives, the most important is, of course, staying on the rails no matter what. Staying on the rails no matter what. Well, the head of the school is an old engineer named Bill. We'll see a picture of him in a minute. Now, Bill always tells the new locomotives that he will not be angry if they sometimes spill the soup pulling the dining car, or if they turn the milk into butter now and then. But they will never, never be good trains unless they get 100 A plus in staying on the rails no matter what. Got to remember that. All the baby engines work very hard to get 100 A plus in staying on the rails. After a few weeks, not one of the engines in the Lower Train Switch School for Trains would even think of getting off the rails no matter what. One day, a new locomotive, there's Bill there, old Bill, one day a new locomotive named Tootle came to the school. "Here is the finest baby I've seen since old 600, thought Bill. He patted the gleaming young locomotive and said, "How would you like to grow up to be the flyer between New York and Chicago?" Here's the flyer. "If a flyer goes very fast, I should like to be one," Tootle answered. "I love to go fast. Watch me." And he raced all around the roundhouse, the big roundhouse where the trains can turn around. He raced all around the roundhouse. "Good, good," said Bill, "good. But you must study whistle blowing, puffing loudly when starting, stopping for a red flag waving, and pulling the dining car without spilling the soup. But most of all, you must study staying on the rails no matter what." Remember that? Say that with me. Staying on the rails no matter what. Great. "Remember," says Bill, "you can't be a flyer unless you get 100 A plus in staying on the rails." Well, Tootle promised that he would remember and that he would work very hard. And he did too. He did work very hard. He even worked hard at stopping for a red flag waving. But Tootle did not like these lessons at all. There is nothing a locomotive hates more than stopping. But Bill said that no locomotive ever kept going when he saw a red flag waving. One day, while Tootle was practicing for his lesson in staying on the rails no matter what, a dreadful thing happened. He looked across the meadow he was running through, and he saw a fine, strong black horse. "Race you to the river," shouted the black horse, and kicked up his heels. Away went the horse. His black tail streamed out behind him and his mane tossed in the wind. Oh, how he could run. "Here I go," said Tootle to himself. "If I'm going to be a flyer, I can't let a horse beat me," he puffed. "Everyone at school will laugh at me." His wheels turned so fast that they were silver streaks. The cars lurched and bumped together, and just as Tootle was sure he could win, the tracks made a great curve. "Oh, whistle," cried Tootle. "That horse will beat me now. He'll run straight while I have to take the great curve." After a few weeks, not one of the engines in the lower... Then the dreadful thing happened. After all that Bill had said about staying on the rails no matter what, Tootle jumped off the tracks and raced alongside the black horse. The race ended in a tie. Both Tootle and the black horse were happy. They stood on the bank of the river and talked. "It's nice here in the meadow," Tootle said. When Tootle got back to the school, he said nothing about leaving the rails, but he thought about it that night in the roundhouse. "Tomorrow, I will work hard," decided Tootle. "I will not even think of leaving the rails no matter what." And he did work hard. He practiced tootling so much that the mayor himself, he's the boss of the town, right, ran up the hill, his green coattails flapping, and said that everyone in the village had a headache and would he please stop tootling. So Tootle was sent to practice staying on the rails no matter what. But as he came to the great curve, Tootle looked across the meadow and it was full of buttercups. "It's like a big yellow carpet. How I should like to play in them and hold one under my searchlight to see if I like butter," thought Tootle. "But no, I'm going to be a flyer and I must practice staying on the rails no matter what." But Tootle clicked and clacked around the great curve. His wheels began to say over and over again, "Do you like butter? Do you?" "I don't know," said Tootle crossly, "but I'm going to find out." He stopped much faster than any good flyer ever does, unless he is stopping for a red flag waving. He hopped off the tracks and bumped along the meadow to the yellow buttercups. "What fun!" said Tootle. And he danced around and around and held one of the buttercups under his searchlight. "I do like butter," cried Tootle. "I do!" At last, the sun began to go down and it was time to hurry to the roundhouse. That evening, while the chief oiler was playing checkers with old Bill, he said, "It's strange. It's very strange. But I found grass between Tootle's front wheels today." Said Bill. "There must be grass growing on the tracks." "Not on our tracks," said the day watchman, who spent his days watching the tracks and his nights watching Bill and the chief oiler play checkers. Bill's face was stern. "Tootle knows he must get 100 A+ in staying on the rails no matter what if he's going to be a flyer." Next day, Tootle played all day in the meadow. He watched a green frog and he made a daisy chain. He found a rain barrel and he said softly, "Toot, toot," shouted the rain barrel. "Why, I sound like a flyer already," cried Tootle. That night, the first assistant oiler said he had found a daisy in Tootle's bell. The day after that, the second assistant oiler said that he had found hollyhock flowers floating in Tootle's 8 bowls of soup. And then the mayor himself. The mayor himself said that he had seen Tootle chasing butterflies in the meadow. The mayor himself said that Tootle had looked very silly too. Early one morning, Bill had a long, long talk with the mayor himself. And when the mayor himself left at the lower train switch school for locomotives, he laughed all the way to the village. Bill's plan will surely put Tootle back on the track, he chuckled. After his talk with the mayor himself, Bill ran from one store to the next, buying 10 yards of this and 20 yards of that, and all you could have of the other. The chief oiler and the first, second and third assistant oilers were hammering and sawing instead of oiling and polishing. You can sit down there, you can see there's Bill coming out of one store. You see him there? Okay. And Tootle? Well, Tootle was in the meadow. Tootle was in the meadow, watching the butterflies flying and wishing he could dip and soar as they did. The next day, not one store in Lower Train Switch was open, and not one person was at home by the time the sun came up. Every villager was hiding in the meadow along the tracks, and each of them had a red flag. A red flag. It had taken all the red cloth in Lower Train Switch and hard work by the oilers, but there was a red flag for everyone. Soon, Tootle came tootling happily down the tracks, and when he came to the meadow, he hopped off the tracks and rolled along the grass. But just as he was thinking of what a beautiful day it was, a red flag poked up from the grass and waved hard. Tootle stopped, for every locomotive knows he must stop for a red flag waving. "I'll go the other way," said Tootle. He turned to the left, and up came another waving red flag, this time from the middle of the buttercups. When he went to the right, there was another red flag waving. There were red flags waving from the buttercups, in the daisies, under the trees, near the bluebird's nest, and even one behind the rain barrel. And of course, Tootle had to stop for each one, for a locomotive must always stop for a red flag waving. Right? Right. "Red flags," muttered Tootle. "This meadow is full of red flags. How can I have any fun? Whenever I start, I have to stop. Why did I think that this meadow was such a fine place? Why don't I ever have seen a green flag?" Just as the tears were ready to slide out of his boiler, Tootle happened to look back over his coal car. On the track stood Bill, and in his hand was a big green flag. "Oh," said Tootle. He puffed up to Bill and stopped. "This is the place for me," said Tootle. "There is nothing but red flags for locomotives that get off their tracks." "Hooray!" shouted the people of Lower Train Switch and jumped up from their hiding places. "Hooray for Tootle the Flyer!" And now, years later, Tootle is a famous 2 miles a minute flyer. The young locomotives listen to his advice. "Work hard," he tells them. "Always remember to stop for a red flag waving. But most of all, kids, stay on the rails no matter what." And that's the end of the story. You like that story? Yeah. Okay. What can we learn from this story of Tootle? We can all learn something from it. Not just the children, but all of us too. I want to tell the children that sometimes things in books, and in storybooks like Tootle, but also in the Bible too, some things in there can picture other things, more important things, okay? So let's think about this just for a minute in the story of Tootle, and let's see what some of the main things in the story might picture, what they might be like. Okay, let's start with trains and locomotives. They can be like, in the story of Tootle, they are like people, really, aren't they? I mean, you know, the trains don't talk, do they? You know, trains don't jump off tracks. But this is in the story. They're like people. Big locomotives are like grown-up people, right? Mums and dads, okay? And baby locomotives, or young ones, are like children. And Tootle is like a young he's a young locomotive. He's like a child. He's like you, right? Yeah. Now the flyer, now he's something different. The 120 miles, 2 miles a minute is 120 miles an hour. The New York to Chicago flyer. He's a big, fast locomotive and train. And he may be something like grown-ups who you look up to and respect. People like your mum and dad, or your big brothers and sisters, or your cousins. Well, maybe they can also be something like the people that they, and like grown-ups, and you as well, will become when Jesus comes back to earth, right? He's going to come back in a couple of years' time, right? Yeah. Now, the old engineer named Bill, now he's a teacher, right? He teaches young locomotives. So, with all respect, he might be something like Jesus. Because Jesus was a teacher too. This is what it says in the Bible. Okay, it says, Jesus said to his friends, he said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am." So Jesus was a teacher and still is. Okay, Jesus is a teacher just like old Bill. I say old Bill. Is Jesus old, you think?
No.
Does anybody else know if Jesus is old? Yeah, he's old. He is old. You know why? How old do you think he is? Do you think he's older than me? Yeah, he's older than me. Jesus older than Mr. Reynolds? One of his names is Yahweh. Okay, you know what that means? It means eternal one. And both Jesus and his Father, God the Father, they've lived forever. Forever. They lived forever in the past, and they're going to live forever in the future. Isn't that neat? That's fantastic, isn't it? That's hard for us to understand. It's hard for you to understand. It's hard for us grown-ups to understand too.
Yeah.
Right. What about those assistant oilers? They might be like angels, mightn't they? Because they work hard. And the day watchman and the chief oiler, they might be like archangels. Do you know what an archangel is? He's archangel, like he's like a big boss angel. We only know about three of them. Two of them, one was called Michael. That's a good name, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah.
And one's called Gabriel. Okay. And there's another one, and this he had a funny name. His name was Halel. Halel. But Halel went off the rails. Okay. Halel went off the rails. Why? Because he didn't stop when he saw God's red flags waving. We're going to talk about that. Now maybe Halel in our story there, maybe he's something like the black horse, you know. And he's a bad influence on Tootle, you know. He influences Tootle to have fun, but in ways that are not right for Tootle. It's not right for a train to go off the tracks and run around in a field, is it? No, it's not. Trains cannot do everything that horses can do. But that's like you kids too. You children. You know, you have some friends who, you know, perhaps don't go to our church, and they're really nice kids, you know. But there's some of the things that they are allowed to do, you know, that is not right for you to do. Okay? That doesn't mean to say they're necessarily really bad kids, you know, but they're allowed to do things that are not right for you to do. Okay, the mayor himself is a funny character, isn't he? When I read the story, I think of him that he might be like a church minister. You know, he's kind of a funny guy. We should have proper respect for him, but again, he's kind of a funny character, and he doesn't even seem to take himself too seriously, really. What about that big roundhouse where they go back to? The big roundhouse. That might be something like your house. It's a place where you feel most safe and comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that your favorite place to be, is back in your own house?
Yeah.
And that school for locomotives in Lower Trainswitch, and that was probably in the big round house too. But that might be when you go to Sabbath services or Holy Day service. It's where you go to learn, isn't it? It might be where you go to school, or if you have a Sabbath school, where you go. Okay? If you have a Sabbath school, that might be where you go to learn too. What about that meadow with buttercups and daisies? It's a lovely place for horses, for butterflies, for frogs, you know, to frolic around in there. But not for locomotives and trains, right?
No,
not for locomotives and trains. These might be something like, for you, there might be places or activities that might seem okay. You know, they might seem okay for other kids, but not for you kids, not for God's children. And by the way, when Jesus comes back to earth in a couple of years, and we don't know exactly when he's going to come back, but when he does come back, you know what? All kids, all children will quickly get to know Jesus and get to love him, and they'll all soon become God's kids too. Okay? You know that? Okay. Let's talk about those green and red flags. Remember the green flags? What could you do with a green flag? Did you have to stop for a green flag?
No.
What could you do on a green flag?
Go.
Go. What about a red flag?
Stop.
Got to stop. Good. All right. So green flag means go. It means do this, right?
Yeah.
Red flag means what?
Stop.
Don't do that. That's what a red flag means, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now these might be something like God's commandments.
Yeah.
How many commandments?
10.
10. Good boy. All right. Do you know any of the commandments? Do you know any of them? They're all down there. Okay. They're all down there for you. We used to know a little boy years and years ago. He's grown up now. He's a big man. When he was a little boy, we were sitting around one day, and I think it was on the Sabbath, and his mommy said, "Michael, do you know any of the Ten Commandments?" She was trying to show up. You know, she was trying to show him off because he didn't know the commandments. And he said, you know what he said? He said, "Don't pee your pants." That was Michael. That's pretty good. But anyway, okay, I'm going to tell you about some of the commandments. Okay, I'm not going to tell you about all of them, but here we go. So I want to tell you the ones that are good for you to go. But you know, these are the green flag commandments. Okay, first one is put God first in your life. God, the Father, and Jesus Christ are number one. Okay, got to be number one. Okay, the second one is, and it's not the second commandment, but the second one I'm going to refer to is that you've got to keep God's special Sabbath days. That's a green flag, okay? And you've got to keep them in the right ways. You on the Sabbath day, you do things that are right for the Sabbath, and you don't do the things that you would normally do for the rest of the week, okay? On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Right. Next one is honor your mom and dad. Okay, honor your mom and dad. It means you got to love them, you have to obey them, you have to respect them, and you've not to back answer them. Okay, that's an important one. Now I'll give you some red flag ones. Okay, and here's what God tells us not to do. Okay, God says don't keep statues or pictures of Jesus. Okay, some people do that. Okay, and they usually have pictures of him with long hair and a beard. Maybe he did have a beard. He probably did, but he certainly didn't have long hair. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter. No one really knows what he looks like. They don't know exactly what he looked like, and they usually get it wrong anyway. But God tells us, don't do that. We don't need to do that. Okay. Don't use God's name in an improper way, all right? When you'll hear this on the radio, or you'll hear on TV and those kind of things. And God doesn't want you to say things, you know, people say things like, oh my God, oh my gosh, and all of those kind of things. God doesn't want us to say those things because His name is important, okay? And we have to respect Him and we have to respect His name, okay? So we don't say any of those kind of things. Okay. Don't take things that don't belong to you, okay? What's that called if we take something that belongs to somebody else? What's that called?
Stealing.
Stealing, isn't it? And is it bad? Yeah, it's bad. That's a red flag, all right? And don't even want everything that your friends have. Even if they have neat toys, you know, toys that you might like as well, if we're not careful, that could lead to stealing. You know, that can happen. So you don't have to have everything else. What about telling lies? We should always tell the truth, shouldn't we? Red flag is don't tell lies. Green flag is always tell the truth. Even if you've done something wrong, by telling the truth, you might get in a bit of trouble, but your mum and dad, they'll say, thanks for telling the truth. They'll be really happy with you, and God will be happy with you too. Okay, so that's it for, that's not all of the commandments, but they're all down there for you, okay? One more thing that we want to tell you, what they might picture, what they might be like, is the rails and the tracks that the trains run on, okay? That's like Jesus's way of life, okay? That's like being in God's church. And staying on the rails, no matter what, might be like staying in God's church and staying in God's way of life, no matter what. And this is most important. So kids, even if you don't remember anything else from this message, I want you to remember these two things, okay? Especially as you grow up. Are you listening, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the red and the green flags waving. Learn God's commandments, remember them, and keep them. The red ones and the green ones, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing that I want you to remember is stay on the rails no matter what. You got it. In other words, stay in God's church and stay with God's way of life no matter what.